poor clothes, hard labor, full of dirt, and that'll be a blessing for all of us. Little humility, right?
Right, absolutely. That's terrific. It sounds like we got a few new people. If you'd like to identify yourself and tell us where you're from, that'd be great. We're going to be getting started in just a few minutes.
Rebecca in Montana.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hey, Dwayne. This is John in the Carolinas. Hey, Dr. Horowitz.
Hey, John. Welcome, brother. John the Baptist. How you doing?
I am doing great. How are y'all doing?
Blessed. Blessed, blessed.
Amen.
Marianne in New Mexico.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi.
I want to thank, while we're waiting for others to announce themselves, Dwight Whitworth is again with us today. David H. And Ibbage, thanks for joining us. Pamela, Vec, and Terry Cahoon. Of course, there's Dwayne Robbins from Oregon, who's our host, as usual. I want to thank John Holub for putting this chat room together and giving us the technical support and the LifeWay, particularly, marketing support for the BioSpiritual Dream Team. Thank you, John. Thanks for being online with us today. And Pamela and Jan Pernot from Florida has joined us again. Hello, Jan. Thank you for joining us again on the Internet chat room.
Yeah, you've got a lot of faithful followers here that, and a lot of people that I know are talking to their friends and asking others to join us with it for this valuable information. So we may be a small group, but there's certainly a lot of people that really appreciate your taking your time and making this effort. And it's great to be able to actually watch you there. And although I can't see the ocean behind you there, I know it's there, and that window's got a great view behind you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's such a blessing to be here in paradise, and I'm really thrilled to share today's program with you, too, with regard to the new book, Walk on Water. It's really something that, you know, you will see it goes way beyond me, and as it should. It's I want to give all the thanks to our divine creator for the guidance, for the blessings, for the revelations, and for opening doors that no man can close. It's just such a thrill and an honor, a privilege to be doing this work, to be able to share it with those of you who are online today. John Baptist, I know you're going to...
Entry and exit chimes are off.
All of the work in the new book. And this book is in the process right now of being final edited, final editing. Our goal is to get it to the printer by Friday, this coming Friday. So in 2 days, it's out the door. And I'm told that about 8 weeks later, we should have our first book. So Walk on Water is going to be something, I think, that for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear the revelations in this one, it is just a blessing, totally uplifting. And I think you'll appreciate today's program, which will be a glimpse into the world in which our Messiah walked on water.
That's terrific, Dr. Horowitz. We're so blessed to have you join us, and we'll get our program off to start here to reward those who are on time with us and joining us. And we just want to acknowledge the BioSpiritual Dream Team that sponsors this program. We've got several companies that partner together to bring this program to you. We want you to consider your participation in all these companies, because it's a great opportunity for you to be blessed health-wise and financially by taking a good look at these companies and being part of that. We've got Zuma, Manatech, and LifeWave, all three that are great health products, and also Quest, which John is going to share a little bit of information with us here. John, if you're ready, why don't you take a minute and do that, and then I'll share a little bit, and we'll get Dr. Len on and hear more about his greatest new book that he's got coming out.
I am so excited about this new book, Dr. Horowitz, and I know it is going to be a blessing to the people around the world and across this nation. But, yes, I want to make one comment about Quest. Quest International is an opportunity that is embraced by Dr. Horowitz and Dwayne. It's changing lives, and I want you to think about this statement. A quest starts with a question. And it is a search for a treasure or victory. In this case, that treasure or victory is your personal freedom to live your life the way you want to live it, designed accordingly as our Father Creator would lead us through His Spirit. And so with that, I just want to turn it back over to you, Dr. Horowitz, and you, Duane, who do such a magnificent job every week. And I want to encourage all of you that are truly interested in Quest International and in truly interested in changing your lives to listen carefully to what's going to be said tonight and what's going to be shared by Dr. Horowitz and what Duane is going to add also, along with the other people that are so gifted in bringing products to this call. And with that, I want to leave you in the hands of the good doctor and wish that this every life on this line would be empowered through what our Father has given us and through the words that are going to be shared tonight. So bless each and every one on this call. And thank you again so much, Dr. Horowitz and Duane, for allowing us to bring life to these people. So it's back to you. Thank you.
Thank you, John. And
Thank you, John.
We appreciate your participation here. And I just wanted to let everybody out there know that we've got some exciting tools to help you be successful in our network marketing endeavors that we're presenting here and some other opportunities that we have for you. And so I want you to be sure and think about contacting me, because we're making it easier and easier for you to be successful. We've got a telemarketing crew that we're putting to work. They're going to start March 1st, and they're going to be making calls for you to sponsor people and actually put them in your LifeWave business. So if you want to build a large LifeWave organization without having to make those phone calls and talk to the people yourself, this is your opportunity to do that. So be sure and get a hold of me. You can reach me at 503-643-8777. I hope to hear from you. And at that, I'm anxious to hear about the book. So, Dr. Horowitz, why don't you go ahead and fill us in on all the exciting new information that you have here.
Well, thank you, Duane. And I also want to ask you, Duane, please do us a favor. There's a couple questions on the Internet in the chat room right now. And if you could take those questions, I know one of them has to do with dental and IV sedation and those types of things. If you can make a list, please, of those questions so that we can handle those either on Saturday on bbsradio.com or the following Wednesday. And for those of you that joined us on Saturday, I think Duane and I wish an apology to give you an apology, because we had literally, I thought, and this is the way my life is, I've got so much on my plate that I thought Saturday was actually Friday, and Sunday I thought was Saturday. And I ended up calling Don on Sunday, getting ready for the program, and I realized too late that I was a day late. And Duane, I think you had also a problem, didn't you, on Saturday?
Yeah, I have to apologize. I got tied up in another meeting, and I didn't make it here in time to take part in that. So
yeah, so I really, from my heart, I felt very, very badly about it. I apologize to Don. So, but for those of you who are not aware, on Saturdays I do also the same Insight Hour. It's a similar type of format. We have a little difference in that there's a toll-free number to call to ask your questions, and then you'll be online, and then there is actually some radio contacts as well. So we go out to some AM and FM stations on Saturday, whereas we don't yet on this Wednesday call. But let me just give you that number. It's 888. This is Saturday's call-in question number. It's 888-268-4313. That's 888-268-4313. International callers, and we have several on line tonight. We have, I think, two or three at least in the chat room. So here's the international number to call in on Saturday, same time, which is 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock Pacific. Hawaiian, our time is 3 to 4. But here's the international call-in number. It's 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. And thank Don when you call in for being the host of the bbsradio.com Insight Hour. So with that, let me also, before we begin, acknowledge, if you have been with us on the chat rooms before, you'll notice that the main visual on the website tonight in the conference room is the Healthy World Distributing LLC home site. Now, I want to thank, first of all, Healthy World Distributing LLC for being our primary sponsor. Again, there's LifeWave, there's Zuma, there's Manatech, there's PQI, Pinnacle Quest. But there's also the premier focus of all of my work has been blessed to be working with Jackie and the director of Healthy World Distributing LLC. She's done tremendous work and worked extremely hard, and the fruits of her labor by which we should judge have been beautiful. And I want to thank you, and I want to tell you that this is the website wherein you can get all of my books, tapes, audios, videos, and we've got several that are new. Besides the book, Walk on Water, that's new, over the next 24 to 48 hours on this website, healthyworlddistributing.com, we're going to be putting up the first time that you'll have available to you Horowitz on Vaccines on a CD, the new George Norrie program, the Coast to Coast. So it's called Horowitz Coast to Coast with George Norrie. My last program with George, we recorded. We finally have it now, and it will be up, available to you. I think it's going to be $19.25 or thereabouts for the entire program with George Norrie. And by the way, there's a sneak preview. With your prayers, please, the good possibility that either tomorrow night there will be a surprise guest on George Norrie's Coast to Coast program, which is, if you don't know, America's leading, most listened to late night talk show. There's over 350 stations. There's approximately 5 to 7 million people that listen to that show every night. And there's a good possibility that I will either be on as a surprise guest tomorrow night discussing antibiotic issues and multiple antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria, mutants that are occurring, and the issues that confront humanity because the medicines simply are completely dysfunctional at this point because of the genetic mutations and the manipulations that are ongoing. And if not tomorrow night on Coast to Coast, I understand that it would be substitute February 1st. So February 1st, if you don't hear me tomorrow night, Coast to Coast, you can listen to me on February 1st. Now, the Horowitz Coast to Coast CD that we put on, that we now are going to be putting on the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website, is an excellent program. And I also want to announce to you that today the DVD called Iatrogenocide. It's a 4-hour presentation that I've been personally long awaiting. It is a program presentation that was filmed live before the American Association for Naturopathic Physicians in Florida last April. And I presented not simply a summary of all my previous work before these doctors, natural healers, on behalf of expressing my absolute consternation regarding how hideous medicine is and the manipulations and the madness, the scientific madness upon which modern medicine is currently based. It is a slam dunk of how hideous medicine it has become, and that when I say iatrogenocide, the title itself of this new production, it's going to be about 4-hour DVD. And it just went to press. It'll be available in about 10 days for those of you who wish to purchase it. I don't know the exact purchase price at the present time, but the service that it renders to humanity is a great wake-up call that refers to the satanic sorcerers that the Book of Revelation links to the world's leading industrialists and those who fornicated with the devil into the end times and deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations, practiced sorcery, which is pharmacopoeia, the root word of sorcery from the Bible. If you look at Strong's Concordance, is pharmaceuticals. These are the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel directors. And these people are slammed big time in the new production called Iatrogenocide, which is a combination of the terms iatrogenesis, which is physician-induced illness, and genocide, which you probably know out of Webster's dictionary, is defined as the mass killing or enslaving of people for economics, that's profit, politics, which is ongoing, and ideology. and all three are operating today for the mass decimation of half of the world's population at least, again, consistent with the book of Revelation and consistent with the global industrialist efforts to reduce global populations and their articulated goals, specifically in the United States, to reduce one out of every two Americans. And that, again, is taking place, if you've listened to this program before and you've read some of my work, it's primarily taking place by what is called the revolution in military affairs, the Russian biological cocktail method of what's called non-lethal warfare, exposing targeted populations to combinations of chemicals which wreak havoc with the human immune system, leaving people more susceptible to opportunistic infections and chronic diseases, everything from cancers to autoimmune diseases. These have been induced largely through the vaccinations and the chemical toxicities. The susceptibility then makes people sick. The pharmaceuticals then enslave them to a lifelong series of chronic diseases that more pharmaceuticals, more enslavement is required to allegedly treat. For disease control. Notice Centers for Disease Control is not really Centers for Disease Prevention. It is their manipulation of the population, and that's what's taking place. So the DVD just coming out, again, this DVD will be probably listed within the next 48 hours to 72 hours on the current website that you're looking at if you're in the chat room, www.healthyworlddistributing.com. We will post that new production, and it will be made available to you, and I understand it will be shipped in about 2 weeks. So we have a lot of great, great news besides the subject for tonight's Insight Hour, the Walk on Water presentation. Let me begin by, first of all, reading to you a short but fairly concise summary of what the book has as a jacket cover insert and a description. It reads as follows, quote, astonishing revelations about divine creation. With revolutionary new healing applications, this book provides startling proof of heaven on earth. The musical manifestation of the material world and the mathematics of spirituality and love connecting your heart more than your head to the center of the universe. If your search for purpose and meaning of life is ongoing, if you've been challenged by modern stresses and strains, if political events, economic burdens, and environmental concerns trouble you, or if your health and well-being needs boosting, I am blessed to be sharing with you an unparalleled peek into the Creator's technology. I will unearth in the new book, Walk on Water, compelling scientific evidence of your spiritual existence. And I will give you, and I'll present, practical advice for your success as a powerful co-creator, literally to recreate this entire planet in the image of our Creator. So learn to be open-hearted. That's what the book is about. Optimally blessed and divinely directed and protected as dramatic changes are unfolding globally. This spiritually uplifting book will have you celebrating and powerfully contributing to the spiritual renaissance as modern life is being transformed worldwide right now before our eyes, and people like you are doing their part in preparation for a millennium of world peace. If you're interested in alternative medicine, metaphysics, music, simple mathematics, chanting, or praying, I'm blessed to share with you great news. Walk on Water opens doors that no man can close regarding your spirituality, unity with the divine family, and the importance of your family and community for personal development, spiritual evolution, and planetary salvation. So isn't that awesome? That's what the book is about. That's a summary of the book, and that summary, along with a press release, is going to be coming out very shortly. And now you can understand why I'm so blessed, privileged, humbled, ecstatic about being the one human being out of 7 point some odd billion people globally that has the opportunity to bring this revelation forward. It's just a blessing. So with that, let me go through some of the specifics and kind of like give you a peek into the different chapters or sub-chapters of the book Walk on Water. The first one I have listed, as I just briefly went through it very quickly, is the Creator's Musical Scale, which, of course, we discovered and published in 1997. We published actually in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse that came out in 1999. And herein, we not only proved, actually presented the what I knew at the time was the perfect circle of sound. I had no clue. What we're coming out with now is showing and proving scientifically, mathematically, that this divine, perfect circle of sound, that is the Creator's music, is literally the core creative frequencies of this entire universe. That is the hertz, cycles per second of sound that present the vibrations within the water of the universe to literally precipitate and crystallize everything simultaneously, so that billions of years ago, in fact, time-space warp, the mathematical matrix of the universe, you'll realize is happening really right here, right now, and that you are literally connected to the center of the universe through the divine mathematical matrix that the Creator created, literally to lay out the law on this entire planet, not only planet, complete the universe. And so the connection of that perfect circle of sound to the Creator's heavenly domain, and virtually the master conductor, master composer is singing love songs right from the symphony. The universal orchestra is uplifting everything, not only life as we know it, not only organic matter as we know it, but everything is based on the same law. Now you might begin to get an appreciation for why it's so important to follow the laws. And you begin to realize that when you don't follow the laws, and they're mathematical, they never lie, they're always consistent, they always work perfectly, there's never an error in them, and ultimately only we, of course, you know, the Judeo-Christian concept of sin, which out of the Greek archery term, the word sin derives, it stems from the Greek archery term that means to be off the mark. That means you're not in with the flow, you're not directly hitting the nail on the head of being righteous, that is right standing in the middle of the electromagnetic matrix, that is the laws that the Creator created. And the dissonance that sin creates literally is not simply felt by you. And the judgment, as the Messiah Yeshua said, you will be judged by every word that comes from your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And the concept that we're advancing now with the understanding of how the Creator created everything, we realize that the sin that we create largely, in fact mostly by our spoken word, ultimately has an effect not only internally on our own genetic structures and our electromagnetic and bioresonating, vibrating frequencies that manifest health versus dissonance, disease, that ultimately we can now begin to understand why it is and how it is that judgment is made to come about. This is an extraordinary revelation. Simply based, again, on mathematics, and you will be amazed at how simple ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics is. It's only a mystery. It's only been allegedly lost because those globalists empowered by that truth, which shall set everybody free, of course, what does evil do? Evil hates truth. Because optimal truths have the capacity to set humanity optimally free. And if you want to enslave humanity, if you want to take advantage of people's ignorance, then that's what you want to do, is you want to keep them ignorant, you want to keep them, prevent them from understanding the truth, and that ultimately that is what has happened on this planet in numerous ways. So let me go back. The perfect circle of sound, how we can begin to use that for not only our own personal healing but and planetary salvation, but ultimately for a complete understanding of a lot of what's underlying Scripture and the wisdom of the prophets and the sages over all these years. Now, there's another part of the book that deals with this whole concept of intelligent design. If you've been listening to the mainstream media recently, you've probably heard the controversy over whether evolution of the species, which is still being taught in school, of course, there's a great example of keeping people ignorant, versus the concept that I'm laying out here. In fact, not just laying out, that the book Walk on Water is scientifically, mathematically slam dunking, is that we're spiritual beings and that there is intelligent design. We're giving you, the creators wants you to have now, wants us to take out as the messengers for the people, the intelligent design of the universe. The debate is over. We really, with the book Walk on Water coming out in the midst of controversy over intelligent design versus evolution of the species, if that was the only service that this book rendered, that would be terrific. It goes way beyond that. And so this is, I think, something that if you consider yourself a Christian, or if you even simply consider yourself a loving human being or spiritually endowed human being, then right now, one of the great opportunities that exists is there's very raging debate concerning this whole intelligent design issue that is not allowed to be discussed in schools. And that's where the debate lies. The scientific community has no qualms about having evolution of the species continue to be taught in our schools. But the Christian community is largely opposed to simply not allowing people to have an alternative. The book Walk on Water, therefore, should be at the top of this debate and this issue. And so, again, I'm going to ask you folks who have supported my work all these years, many of you, and if you're new here, simply when you get the book, make sure that not only you assimilate the knowledge, but also make sure that your Christian community, your churches, your ministers, all get and read this book and have them from the pulpit tell people about what we are now, what by the grace of our Creator are blessed to provide, which is the definitive evidence to put this controversy between intelligent design and evolution of the species to bed. It's over. It's done. For those who have ears to hear and eyes to see. But that's your role. That's my role as the heralding force of the good news, of the great news, of the salvation news. This is what this book is really about and will tremendously be helpful. Now, beyond that, we're presenting with the book Walk on Water proof, absolute proof of the love frequency. That's right. You heard me correctly. There is a specific frequency of love, and it just turns out to be the Miracle 6 frequency. Isn't that interesting? What's that? That's the third note of the original musical scale. The original musical scale, as we came out with in the book, if you haven't read it yet, you might want to start there, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. It has really helped me tremendously move into this realm now of higher, more empowering revelation, and particularly in how the Creator works through music, through sound, through the spoken word on water. Now, the love frequency, the third note of the original musical scale, is the miracle frequency. For the first time in history, we're coming out with scientific mathematics which prove that love is the miracle force of the universe. It is the core center creative frequency of the universe, and it is also, incredibly, the core frequency of your heart chakra. That is the energy center of your heart. Remember, I started this by saying something to the effect that it's not about what's in your head. What's in people's heads is really a primary source of sin. What's in your heart is really how you are judged and what comes forth. Just like Yeshua said, the Messiah said it very beautifully. He says, you will be judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein, that is the blockages of the heart created by the head. Notice that the Illuminati, the global industrialists, the pharmaceutical purveyors of death and disease, these people don't go for your heart. They use fear. They don't use love. They might use fear of losing loved ones to induce you to behave in certain ways, such as take certain drugs and go to see medical deities for your salvation. This is part of the manipulation. The truth of the matter is that everything, your real spiritual life, resides in your heart. That's why when you see so many of the pictures of the Messiah Yeshua, you see radiant heart. You not only see a halo, recognition of his spiritual uplifting quality, but primarily it's a heart-based reality that is the core of your spiritual life, and that is the core emotion of your heart, the core frequency, resonance, vibration of your heart is the 528 hertz frequency. We're coming out with that revelation and that certainty in the book, Walk on Water. Now, beyond that, we have the evidence that the center of your heart is now connected to the center of the universe. So the concept that when you are distressed, when not only you're genetically manipulated, and that's a whole other segment, your genetic manipulations that are taking place on the planet are resounding, are resonating, because this is an attunement, it's an antenna. Your DNA is actually a spiritual antenna to the Creator and to the center core of the universe that is being continuously blessed by our Creator's word, music, sound, harmonies, orchestral majesty. Unbelievable frequencies are emanating from the heavenly throne continuously, and that is literally what your heart is connected to at its core. So that is really beautifully empowering information, because it really can help us to make this transition into the 1,000 years of world peace that everyone says that they want. And the Christian community in the book of Revelation heralds as being the messianic age forthcoming very soon to come if these are the end times. So this information is critical for the entire Christian community, Judeo-Christian world, Muslim world, every single, the Eastern Asian, all of the Tibetan monks, everyone on this planet would be rejoicing over these revelations, because they're so profound and they are so honest, they're so real, they're so truthful, they have the capacity, therefore, these optimal truths to set humanity optimally free. And that this is what the 1,000 years of world peace is about. It is the essence of the word Yisrael. It is the essence of the word Israel. The meaning of Israel is where the lion lies down with the lamb, where you have peace on earth. How do you accomplish that in a world that's been decimated with behavioral manipulations and coercions and psychotronic warfare, psychosocial cultural distresses, whereby humanity has lost the love for each other? We fear each other. We don't love each other. We close our hearts off to even our own loved ones. We live in this denial and this guilt-ridden, fear-driven reality that's not a reality. It's a celluloid, media-driven manipulation falsehood. The real world deals with the center of your heart being directly connected to the center of the universe, the core of the Creator's heavenly throne, that you are a holy child, divine, that you are blessed, a sister and a brother to the Messiah Yeshua, and that that power and the prophecy of the Messiah that says, you will do more than what I have done, is a prophecy into the Messianic age, the 1,000 years of world peace, where we fulfill the calling to open our hearts fully and express and commune with each other in the divine harmony that the Creator blesses us with. That is the essence of love. It is a frequency. It is a 528 hertz miracle manifestation and vibration. And that is another one of the revelations that we have coming out within the book, Walk on Water. So the miracle frequency is also intimately connected with physical manifestation in the material world. And that heavily involves water and water science. The book Walk on Water is going to advance water science to just an unbelievable measure, just beyond, I mean, light years, in fact, where it is, and we're just beginning to get glimpses of the divinity in the structure of water. The sacred geometry of the water molecule itself, for those who don't know, you're going to learn much more in the book Walk on Water than I've presented in the past. In the past, I've presented in the book, for example, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, and in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, that the water molecular structure is like pyramid. It's a pyramid. It's a tetrahedron. Of course, you know, and I didn't have any clue. I did not have any idea. 1978, folks, that's, you know, around 30 years ago, close to 30 years ago now, is when we started the publishing company, the Nonprofit Educational Corporation. That is the blessing that has helped me publish all the works that I published all over all these years. The book, Walk on Water, goes beyond tetrahedron structure. The tetrahedron publishing group was based on, I didn't know it at the time, the molecular structure of water. And in fact, what's an amazing revelation for me, part of the synchronicities and the revelations for me personally, is that my family, the Horowitz family, has a crest of arms dating back to the 1400s, and that the center picture of our family's crest of arms is the six-sided hexagonal-shaped structured water molecule that is created, that is the Star of David, is created by the water molecules, two of them coming together, one up, one down, as above, so below. That's how the water molecules interface in the water medium very commonly, to create the sacred geometry of not only the pyramid, the tetrahedral structure that holds resonant frequency vibrations, can amplify in the crystal structural form of crystals of water, just like homeopathics can take in a frequency resonance from, let's say, a plant, and then for years and years serve to resonate that love frequency vibration back to uplift the cellular structures, the genetic structures, the health and well-being of a human being, animal, that all of these things take place because of the sacred geometry of the water molecule itself. Now, we've dealt with that very beautifully in the past. The book Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine and Modern Science, again, on the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website. If you have not read that book, you must read it. If you're listening to me right now and you have not followed that work and read that book and integrated how you should be taking care of yourself, the five steps, the personal steps that highlight water in every single step, water is highlighted. The critical steps for your physical salvation in a time, a day and age where we're being totally intoxicated, exposed to toxic warfare, biological warfare, chemical warfare agents in our air, in our food, in our water supplies. The five steps in the book Healing Celebrations are for your physical preparation, if not salvation. And that those steps are, number one, detoxification. Without water, there's no detoxification. Your body, obviously, is mostly water. It's over 80% water, and that most people are dehydrated. And so restoring the proper hydration, pH, that all of that is discussed in the book Healing Celebrations. The second step, deacidification, it's all about water. Deacidify, that is, change your body's chemistry. That's the most important thing for health and well-being and recoveries from chronic diseases, including cancer, everything from colds to cancer. In fact, in an alkaline body, you're not going to get sick. really seriously. It's so simple. What is alkalization mean? That you're reducing the hydrogen ions, the positive charge hydrogen ions. You're adding the hydroxyl ions of the OH, oxygen and hydrogen. There again, it all comes back to that water molecule, H2O. Step three is the whole concept of immunity. There's a lot in immunity, and if you're going to approach it holistically, that deals with water and its importance in immune competence. And then step four deals with oxygenation. Again, where is our greatest source of oxygen? It's from our great oceans, and it's from our trees, our green trees. And so the whole concept of oxygenation, where would we be without water? Nowhere. And element number eight combines with our most powerful hydrogen element. Element number eight, of course, eight is the creator's number, the alphanumerics. We've proven the words God, faith, and trust are all eights, are all intimately connected, hydrogen, oxygen, to this divine molecule of water. And so we're going to be doing something greater with water and the revelations with water even than we've had in the past with the book Walk on Water, because we're revealing now that the entire universe is underwater. That's right. NASA proved, and we're coming out with the NASA. I mean, you probably find it, if you do a search in Google, you can prove what I'm saying is true by simply going through the NASA files and looking at their photographs from their different Hubble space projects, and you will find, as I did when I did the research, water is throughout the universe. Only proven 6 years ago. In the year 2000 was when these first water photographs in space were photographed, and by now the scientists have, the consensus has been established that the galaxies and the planets precipitate, as we do, by sound frequencies on water in space. And so this is an amazing revelation. Again, this is, you know, it's kind of like where you've got the dike is opening up, and you've got the Illuminati, the global industrialists, trying to stick all their little fingers in all the little holes that are leaking, that are holding back the greatest truths, among which that we're all created exactly like the book of Genesis states, out of the Creator's word or sound, music, harmonies on water, and that now the precipitation of that, that is the physical crystallization and manifestation of that divine creation, that is you and me and the entire universe, that we're literally through this mathematical matrix that we're publishing, are connected to intimately. You can't separate yourself. And therein is one of the other issues that we are blessed to bring forth in the book Walk on Water. The concept of original sin deals intimately with the duality of reality, whereby you begin to think of yourself as separate from our Creator. And that is the great fall. That's where you had the story of Adam and Eve being ousted, ostracized from the Garden of Eden and having been made to work hard in labor their entire lives, not feeling completely that awesome divine connection that we have to our blessed Creator. Well, I can tell you now, honestly from my heart, what an awesome privilege and a humble, humble affair this is to bring forth the true meaning and understanding and the scientific underlying reality for this whole concept of original sin and the whole ostracization of humanity from divinity. And now, why is this information coming forth at this current time? Because once again, for us to know, just like Paul wrote in Corinthians, how in order to know our Creator, you must know the spirit of our Creator. And people have been kept from knowing from the center core of their hearts the true spirit divine of our glorious Creator. Well, if you can't have the Messianic Age, you can't have 1,000 years of world peace, you can't have people loving fully without having that full appreciation of what our divine creator has blessed us with. And so it is important for us to understand the entire concept of original sin and of how the duality that was created with this original sin, that is the separation between God and man, how that was created and is largely associated with our own, not only guilt, goes beyond guilt. It's created by our own attempt to manipulate, coerce, enslave others. And so you begin to see that this is really, and following evil, and what evil does is a manipulation, a coercion, an enslavement. When we manipulate and coerce others, it is not loving. It's literally a reflection of evil. It is a sin. We're supposed to treat our brothers and sisters as we would ourselves. You know, we should have our two. The Messiah gave us, out of the Ten Commandments, the two most important ones, which was number one, love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and might, and have no false gods. And then the second is, love thy brother and sister as you would yourself. Those are the two miraculous laws and recommendations that bring us to this level of communion within our hearts with this divine love frequency. And that is the essence of how we reunite. And again, this is how come we will have peace on earth. Peace on earth, think about it. That's where we are really at peace. Again, we're coming out in the book Walk on Water with this additional revelation. Why was it that the Messiah told us to seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all else will follow? Because, you see, the mathematical matrix of the universe is certain. It is trustworthy. It is real. It's hard. It's mathematical. One and one is two. It never lies. It's here right now. We're literally being manifested out of it. It is an electromagnetic frequency mathematical matrix out of which the frequencies vibrate us in water to precipitate in this, you know, this quantum field that we think is hard, solid, water is wet, rocks are hard reality, when in fact it is not the big reality. The big picture is the spiritual domain. It is the frequencies that come out of the threes, sixes, and nines that Nikola Tesla talked about. In the book Walk on Water, we're going to show you real easy. It's not hard. You know, it's one and one is always two in the Creator's true mathematical law. Well, guess what? And if you had the opportunity to create things easily versus hard as a co-creator, as a powerful co-creator, you would choose, as I would, to make things simple. And that's exactly how simple this is. The spiritual world revolves around the threes, sixes, and nines. The numerology of the Creator's mathematics, that mathematical matrix, is all based on the spiritual realm. The other numbers relate to the physical world. They are subordinate. They're not as empowered. They are crystallizations, precipitations, mathematical manifestations out of the spiritual frequency vibrations blessing water. And so the revelation that this perfect circle of sound deals also with this whole concept of the not only the love in your heart, but the whole concept of heaven on earth being near. The Messiah said the kingdom of heaven is near. You've heard me say he did not mean temporally far off in time. He meant, as an astute metaphysician, as a total scholar, as a divine child created as the model for humanity, he showed us and talked to us by walking on water that indeed we are living in a metaphysical domain, that we are living in the kingdom of heaven, which is right here, right now. We're resonating, vibrating, manifesting in it. We are of it. It is part of us. It is linked intimately to the center of your heart. And that revelation is totally associated with manifesting heaven on earth. And so that is, again, an astonishing revelation and proof that we're advancing with the book Walk on Water. What a divine privilege it is. Beyond that, we're going into further develop the concept that language, as I've shared, the spoken word, is your most powerful creative instrument. Your creative process, your lips being the instrument that articulates those creative frequency vibrations. And we're showing you, or at least advancing, the most simple to understand, scientifically valid manner that explains and process dynamic, divine dynamic, that explains how come prayer works. How come thoughts, placebo effect, such as, oh, this medicine is going to make me healthy, and suddenly, even if you're taking a sugar cube, you're going to manifest health. Likewise, the nocebo, that the medical deities, the pharmaceutical industrious, the fraud that they like to perpetrate against humanity, which is to say, oh, you've got such and such a disease, you're going to get sick, and or you're going to die, or you have 3 months to live, or you have AIDS, or you're terminally ill, or you're a radiation cancer therapy subject. All of these labels, these nocebos, as well as placebos, as well as the whole concept underlying prayer, as well as the concept underlying, or that is the dynamic, the divine dynamic underlying synchronicity, that is what's going on in most of your lives right now. You're having prayers manifest more quickly. You're thinking, if you're spiritually sensitive today, you're engaged with the hastening spiritual renaissance, whereby you're thinking of something or someone, you're working on special projects, and like miraculously they're coming into your lives, and little miracles and big miracles alike are happening for you. Well, how is that happening? What is the scientific, mathematical physics behind this reality that so many of us have been talking about and appreciating, but yet when we try to tell those who have no sensitivities in this direction, no eyes to see, ears to hear these kinds of truths, you know, how come we can feel it? How come we are able to? What's the underlying reality? Well, the underlying dynamic of these synchronicities, again, is something that we address in the book Walk on Water. What's really taking place is that there is a mathematical frequency associated with everything. Everything. Viruses have their own. Cells have their own. Thoughts have their own. Thoughts have their own frequency. And when you understand now that the core center of your heart, of course your thoughts, really have an influence over the blockages over your heart, think about it. When you think negatively of something or someone, you're no longer in love with that. You're not, in fact, you're more, you've literally lost yourself. You're more that thing or that person than you are yourself at that moment that you're thinking negative, angry thoughts about that person or entity. So you've lost yourself in the spiritual, metaphysical, theological domain, but the reality, the mathematical, scientific reality that we're advancing in Walk on Water is that you literally disconnect to heaven. You literally disconnect to the mathematical matrix, the law of the universe. And that's why, you know, when you read the book Job, where Job has the lessons that are taught to him, where he has to realize that when he is out of line, when he's no longer in faith and trust fully with our Creator, he's stepped out of the mathematical matrix of certainty and divinity, that's when evil entity can attack and destroy him. That's why, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, because the evil can only come about when you fear. And so when you're in love, you can't have that type of risk to the elements, physical. That's why there's historic reports of people, famous leaders, everyone from George Washington, having been shot and wounded and bullets moving through him and arrows moving through certain heroes throughout time. And these people have no fear whatsoever. Alexander the Great was another one where the history records this type of phenomenon is a spiritual dynamic. It is a physical reality based on the spirit and the power, the superseding power of spirit over matter, and that these are also how we have our synchronicities beginning to manifest, prayers manifesting. You see, prayer, spoken word, is sound. Thoughts have their own unique frequency. Even potentially feelings do. Love has a certain frequency resonance. So when you as a total human being begin to transmit these frequencies into the mathematical matrix of divine harmony, and those frequencies are of dissonance, guess what they attract to you? Dissonance, dis-ease, stress, fear, manipulations, all sorts of negative judgment, which in the Eastern theologies is called karmic law. Karmic law, whereby you, as you sow, so shall you reap. It's all you. There's nobody else out there. I am you. You are me. We're both brothers and sisters through our heart-centered divine. And that is the reality. For us to have the messianic age of world peace, this is the theology that we have not simply have to embrace mentally. We have got to live it. It has got to become the core resonant frequency communication, interpersonal communication, and holy spiritual communication to connect us to the mathematical matrix of heaven on earth. And, of course, the Creator's been there the whole time saying, go for it, go for it. Meanwhile, you've got the global industrialists who are making money off of humanity's misery, disease, etc. They don't want this revelation revealed. They want you to become dumbed down, as we've talked about, so that you are divorced from the kingdom of heaven, which is right here, right now. So language, thoughts, emotions, the frequency vibrations of the entire universe, and your personal role in putting out frequency vibrations consistent with your co-creatorship, your responsibility as a divine co-creator. So beyond that, here's a couple other pieces of advanced insight into Walk on Water. It's going to give revolutionary redirection for the medical model and for optimal prevention and miraculous healing. It's going to emphasize music, hydrogenetics, and simple faith. Again, we've talked about original sin. It's going to also reinforce for those of you, and I know, John, listening, that you're so inspired by family and the importance of love and family, that the book Walk on Water, I know that you will devour and I totally appreciate from that perspective. It goes into the fundamental importance of family, community, unity, not dissonance, not duality, but in fact, communion, divine. As the divinity of certainty. We're also, because of that, with the book Walk on Water, virtually going to annihilate atheism. That those who have no faith, no trust, no concept of God, and they consider themselves intelligent, they consider themselves scientifically oriented, but they don't believe in a greater creator, they're going to have a major reality check. They will not have any capacity to argue and to assert their lunacy any longer with the book Walk on Water being out. As I said, concept of isolationism, the duality, these are going to be very, very beautifully treated in the book. And then finally, certainly it's last, but it's not least. It's absolutely not least at all. It deals with the meaning of life. Most of you, I'm sure you, my brothers and sisters, we all have been searching for greater meaning of life. That's what I do research for in many ways, and humanity has been longing for that for eons, maybe from the beginning of time. We're going to be advancing a very profoundly simple understanding of meaning of life for optimal living. And essentially the meaning of life, as you'll be pleased to see, is not just simple, it deals with some very simple concepts such as human service, divine service, and basically being creative, doing your best to express your divine anointings, blessings, giftings in service to humanity. That is central to the meaning of life, and that is really, in a nutshell, a summary of the book Walk on Water. Thank you very much for listening. So, Dwayne, let me get it back to you, and if you want to take some questions, if we've got any time, I don't even know what time it is.
It's a few minutes after 6, so it's up to you whether you want to take. I know we had one question regarding the IV and surgery that they might appreciate an answer if you've got time on that.
Yeah, I think let's call it a night for tonight, and then let's deal with that either on Saturday on the Inside Hour or on Wednesday. What do you think of the book, Walk on Water?
Well, I'm excited. I don't know if people want to unmute and voice their opinions, but it sounds
like
a
terrific book. Yeah, please. Why don't you do that just for a couple minutes? Let's take some feedback.
I've already ordered it.
Not even up on the web yet.
I love the fact that you are pronouncing already the positive effect it's going to have on the mass. I love the fact that you're already pronouncing that as having taken place, that it's going to make and affect these changes. That's a great lesson to us in our words creating our reality.
Yes, brother. Thank you so much for appreciating that, and that you, as my brother, I beg you to do whatever in your power to make that a reality.
Amen.
Amen, bro. Anyone else?
A very good presentation.
That sounds like Phil. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting book. I'm looking forward to getting the chance to read it, and I'm sure a lot of people want to, and hopefully it'll be in print soon so we can all get copies and have it available.
Hey, guess what we just had here, folks? Do you see this camera shaking? We're having an earthquake. Isn't that awesome? We're going to shake the planet with this material. So with your blessings and our creators, we're going to move ahead. This entire planet is going to be shaken by this revelation. How about that?
That's terrific. So you're really having an earthquake there?
Yeah. Did you see the camera shaking a minute ago?
Actually, we lost the video. I don't know. It's not coming through now, so.
Oh, what a shame.
I'm not sure. Oh, there you are. Now you're back.
Oh, there you go. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, listen, I love you, folks. Thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you or speaking with you again next time. Thanks for listening to a preview of Walk on Water. Again, there is the Fast Spiritual Dream Team. I want to encourage you. Dwayne, maybe you can end tonight by just sharing your telephone number. John, maybe if you want to share anything else, you can share yours. Let me give you a toll-free number to call to get any of the materials I discussed. You want to give an advance order for Walk on Water? Here's the toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. I love you, folks. Be blessed. Aloha from paradise.
Aloha. Thank you so much, Dr. Horowitz. We appreciate that. I posted my number in the conference room there. It's 503-643-8777. Again, 503-643-8777. If you have any questions about any of the information or any of the opportunities we have, if you want more information on protecting your privacy, reducing taxes, and increasing your wealth with the Quest program, learning more about that, please get in touch with me. I can get you to John and get any other information that you'd like to have on that program. It's really a tremendous opportunity. So I look forward to speaking with you. I hope you'll give me a call to find out more about the tremendous tools we have to help you to make some extra money and to share some great products with you and with other people that you know. So if we have a quick question for me, I'd be happy to take that. Otherwise, we'll let you get back to the important tasks at hand, including loving one another. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us, and I look forward to having you join us on Saturday evening, the same time, 8 o'clock Eastern, and then next Wednesday again here, and we'll address some of the questions that we didn't have time for tonight. Thank you so much. Blessings to everyone.
Night.
Good night.
Bye.